And then he relates an incident of a certain porter in Kufa, which is in Iraq. He used to transport people, goods, from city to city, town to town. He had a mule. He used to transport people's goods and get paid for it. But he was an honest person. He never stole from the goods that he was transporting. With the result that people entrusted him with their valuables, even with gold and silver. On one occasion, on one of the errands, he was transporting a load, and a man came up to him. He did not know this man was a rogue, a highway robber, a thief. So he asked the porter, "Where are you headed to?" So he gave the name of a certain town, his destination. So this man said to him, to the porter, that "I am also going to the same destination. Will you give me a ride on your mule? I will pay you so much." So it was agreed for a certain sum of money, for 1 dinar, he would give him a lift to the same destination. They proceeded, the porter controlling the mule and the man sitting behind as a passenger. When they reached a certain crossing intersection, this man said to the porter that, "From here, what road are you going to take?" So he said, "The main road, of course. This is the road that I always take when I go to this place." So this man said to him, said, "Listen, I know a better road, a shortcut. You will reach quicker to the destination, and on the way there is a lot of grass which you can use to feed your mule." So reluctantly he agreed. He took this unfamiliar road. They went on that route. Eventually that road came to an end, and they reached a dark forest. And the porter became frightened. When he looked around, he saw many corpses lying on the ground. He became worried. And then this man, the robber, jumped off from the mule and took out his dagger and threatened to flee. The porter pleaded for his life. Said, "Take my mule, take all the load, the goods, but spare my life." But no, the man said, "I will first kill you and then take the possessions and take the animal." So his plea fell on deaf ears. Eventually, the porter said to him, "If you are going to kill me, give me the opportunity to perform 2 rakat salah before you kill me, before I leave the world." So the robber said to him, "You see all these corpses lying here? They also made the same request. Allow them to perform salah, and here they are lying dead. So you go ahead." So he started with 2 rakat, terrified. What the man going to do to him? In the salah, he read it for a Fatiha, and he was so panic stricken. He could not think of a surah to attach to surah Fatiha. Which surah should I read? Eventually, Allah Ta'ala guided him and he read verses. In which this verse is also contained, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. That is there anyone else besides Allah who answers the plea and the call of a distressed person, of a helpless person? It is only Allah who answers. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. And Allah removes the calamity. Allah removes evil. As he recited this verse, tears began welling up in his eyes. Eventually, when he completed the 2 rakat, through the barakat of this verse, his heart is also calling out for assistance from Allah Ta'ala. That, "Oh Allah, I am distressed, helpless. You assist me." So the barakat of the 2 rakat salah, when he made salam on both sides, he looked up, he saw a strange man appear out of thin air on horseback, with a glittering shiny helmet, with a spear in his hand. And he started this highway robber, went forward and pierced the spear through his body, and the man dropped down dead like a dry piece of wood. And then a flame came out from the spot where he died, where the robber died. This porter, grateful, ran behind the horseman to thank him. He asked him, "Tell me, where did you appear from?" So he replied, "I am the slave of that being who answers the plea and the call of distressed people. You called out to Allah, Allah Ta'ala sent me for your assistance." So this is the power of salah. If we neglect our salah, we should not expect to be protected against criminals, against other elements. Perform the salah, be punctual 5 times, and see the nusrat, the help coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.